Hi, I'm Harris O'Brien, and once again, I am recording a podcast. I've been invited to Dunkeld by Historic Dunkeld in their Living History pageant. At the moment, I'm most interested in the 14th century, so I'm going to get through a crowd at this popular event to speak to the medieval expert, Stuart. Let me just quickly ride over there.
My name is Stuart Crichton. I am part of a living history group called Lowland Scots Living History, and we portray the lives of Lowland Scots from the 12th century right through to the 20th century.
Okay, thank you, Stuart Crichton. No, do you know what the average diet of a person from the 14th century would be like?
So the 14th century is lots of crops like barley, wheat would be used. We eat sort of different root vegetables as well were popular. Parsnips, turnips, or as they're sometimes called, swedes. Would be carrots could sometimes be eaten as well. Also depended what time of year you sort of you made your crops. Some crops could be grown in autumn, some you had to plant early in the year to get during summers, and some that you would have kind of planted towards the end of winter to have ready for the end of spring. But yeah,
okay.
Barley and grains were a popular one.
Also, what types of meat would they have? Like, would it vary from location to location?
It could vary from location to location, and also based on what the nobility wanted to eat, for example. So pork was seen as quite a low-class meat. So pork was something that commoners would eat. Beef, various things like venison, game was very popular. Boar, wild boar was still popular. And it was seen as being different from pork. Boar, because you had to hunt it, and that was something the nobility would eat. But just common old pork, they didn't eat that too much. Lots of birds were eaten as well. Everything from partridges to pheasants. Chicken again. Some nobility would eat it, but chicken would be more something that the poor would eat. Pigeons were eaten quite a lot.
Yeah.
I doubt you've ever had pigeon.
Nope. I have not.
Rabbit and hare were eaten a lot as well. It all depended on your position in society.
Okay. Well, related to the hunting of boars, what sort of weapons would be more likely to be used for hunting as instead of battling, say?
So you would use bows and arrows, same as in battle, but there would be different strength bows. You'd have different types of arrow as well. You'd have arrows that are better for cutting flesh. You didn't need arrows that would punch through armour. Spears would be used a lot in hunting, but unlike spears in battle, they would have a crossbar under the blades, and that was to stop the spear sinking too far into the boar. Boars were very aggressive and very angry, and they would try and fight back.
Okay, what did people use to travel, and why would they travel? Like, would it be for job, say, or...?
So, lots of people, believe it or not, would live and die in the villages they were born in. They wouldn't travel very far at all. That was mostly commoners and peasants. Some, however, merchants especially, would travel to sell their wares in different villages. They'd take their products with them and try and sell them to other people. Sometimes you would trade with different villages. If they made something that you needed, you would take stuff from your town, village, to go and see them. Nobility would travel around to all the places that they owned. Royalty would have to visit all the different regions of their kingdoms. And it really depended on the reason you were going, what you would take with you. So whether you took your stuff you're taking to market, or you would take all your retainers and your servants with you.
What locations were popular for trade?
Right, what locations were popular for trade? So market towns, so any sort of town that is a sort of the centre of lots of roads meeting, a convergence of roads. So you find towns that are in places that were easy to get to, so lots of roads, lots of water travel as well. So towns with ports on rivers or at docks, because you want to get all the products that you're buying where you're going to be able to then distribute them quickly. So towns that were where lots of roads met, where rivers and roads met, or where there were ports.
What would the average lifespan be like? How long would the average person live?
So this is quite a tricky question, okay? Because average lifespan is brought down by something called child mortality or infant mortality. In the medieval periods, across the whole period, some children died not long after being born, and that brings the average down a lot. But you're looking at an average of around 40 to 45 years. Some people could live longer. You had Eleanor of Aquitaine, very famous Queen of England. She lived into her 80s. She lived a long, long time. But because of infant mortality, it brought the average age way, way down. So you're looking at the average is 40 to 45 years-ish.
Okay, well, thank you for answering our question. Is there anything else you feel like was particularly outstanding that isn't necessary common knowledge today?
Oh, there's lots of stuff I could bore you with on that. But the most common ones that people seem to forget is it comes to kind of the world of the medieval ages, it wasn't all fighting. There was fighting, there was lots of death, but the vast majority of the time it was just people getting on and living their lives.
Okay.
Life could be hard, there was a lot of hard work, it could be very tough, but not every day was physically fighting battles against other people. So the medieval era had far more times when there was no battles against other people.
Nice to know there was less of a chance to die in battle than I thought. And who knows, I could have lived to the ripe old age of 45. There was nothing boring about what I learnt from Stuart, and the popularity of the Lone and Scottish Living History Tent seemed to grow the more he spoke. I hope you also enjoyed what he had to say, and I do hope you enjoyed my podcast. Goodbye.